Colin McIver, and you're listening to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today, we're going to be talking about the readings for the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time on the 31st of October, 2021, Halloween, 31st Sunday on the 31st. Spooky? I guess not particularly. So let's pray and talk about those readings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, you are first, and your commandment to us is simple. For us to see you as God and love you as God and to make you first in our lives. In this Sunday's readings, draw us to that simple reality and may it guard us against idolatry, which can lead us into all sorts of other sins. Instead, God, may you be first in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts, in our families. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So yeah, this Sunday happens to be Halloween, which is actually the Vigil of a Solemnity, but it falls on a Sunday, so it's a little complex this year. But it is still October the 31st. But today we're not going to be talking so much about the All Saints Day readings as we are about the Sunday in Ordinary Time readings. All Saints is a Catholic solemnity. It's very, very important, and it points us to the reality of heaven, and I think we can kind of tie this Sunday's readings into that as well, in that they point us to the surest path toward heaven. How is it that we can come face-to-face with God and be in that number when the saints, as they say, go marching in? Well, we start off this week in Deuteronomy getting a glimpse into the core command, which began all the way back when God revealed himself to his people Israel and continues to this day. Fear the Lord your God and keep throughout all the days of your lives all his statutes and commandments. Hear, O Israel, be careful to observe them. And what are we to hear? That the Lord is God and the Lord alone. And therefore we shall love the Lord our God with all of our hearts and all of our souls and all of our strength. And it's really from here that every other commandment takes its root, that we love God first. And it's really from not following this that everything else falls apart. You see, when you and I fall into a sin, we fall into a sin because in some way, shape, or form, we've decided that something else is more important than God. Something else is more important than his commands, that we want in that moment something more than we want God. It's really that simple. And if we love God first, then the second, which is like it, is to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and that will all work together. We get a great reinforcing of this in our psalm. I love you, Lord, my strength. And I know that sometimes it's hard to follow rules, and we've all got to follow those rules. And it can seem like God and our parents and, I don't know, our schools, our parishes, whoever it is that we have to listen to, it can seem like they're just lumping a bunch of rules. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But here's, in this Sunday's reading, a flip way to look at it, that if we do the thing that is prescribed in the responsorial psalm, in the first reading, and in the gospel, and even to some extent in the letter to the Hebrews, if we love God with all of our strength, guess what? We're going to end up doing all the right things. We don't have to worry so much about what we're not doing because we're going to be doing the thing that will prevent us from doing all the things that we ought not to. Loving God first. So that's our psalm. We've been tracking through Hebrews for some weeks now. We've been hearing about this office of priesthood and how Christ is the high priest, the eternal high priest. He's got no need, as did other priests, to offer sacrifice day after day for his own sins and those of the people, because he offered himself once for all, because the sins for which Christ was crucified were not his, but ours. And so we see that this whole thing of priesthood, which is, I guess, maybe a whole lesson on the salvation history in the Old Testament. You just have to trust me that for Israel's history, priesthood was an important thing, and there were sacrifices offered, but they were like lambs and rams and bullocks and such. And in Christ, the new high priest, he is both priest and victim. He is the one who sacrifices and the lamb who is sacrificed, and that changes everything. And if you happen to go to Mass on All Saints Day, you'll even hear more about the lamb who sits on the throne and how all of that goes together. Okay, so in Mark's gospel, we're going to have one of the scribes coming to Jesus and asking him, what was the first of all the commandments? a little bit of a lesson here. He should know the answer in that it was common for the Pharisees to wear what's called a phylactery, which would have had a rolled scroll that actually had the greatest commandment on it. He's just making sure, I guess, that Jesus is on the same page. And maybe Jesus is making sure that he understands that that ornament that is so often worn is to be lived. We know that the Pharisees had something like 613 laws that they followed and observed, but sometimes, and this is Jesus' challenge to them, they forgot about the core of the law. And I would say that for you and for me and our families and our lives, it's easy to sometimes forget the core of the law. And it's this, that the Lord is God and the Lord alone, and we got to love him with our whole heart, our whole soul, and all of our strength and all our mind. And flowing from that, he says, the second is just like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says something pretty darn complimentary to our friend, the scribe here. He just says, you're not far from the kingdom of God. And nobody dared to ask him any questions after that, because it was really clear. And maybe this Sunday, it can be a really clear thing for our families and for us individually to consider, how are we loving God first? Maybe even as we enter into our Halloween festivities, that's the simple thing. We got to make sure that we're not treating anything else as more important than God, that we're following God, loving his commandments, that we're worshiping him, that we're loving our neighbors as ourselves, that we're not glorifying evil, but instead we are anticipating our call, which is to be saints. Hence, All Hallows Eve. So that's a lot, all kind of meshed and mixed together, because these readings are really, really core and important. So today, as a family, let's pray to love God and honor God above all, to really worship him, to really love our neighbors as ourselves, and then let's watch everything else fall into place. Hope everyone has a great week, that you have a blessed, not only 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time, but a blessed All Saints Day, and that on Tuesday, we will pray for the souls of the faithful departed together, and we'll be praying for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Teach us, O God, to honor you above all things. We love you, Lord. Help our lack of love. Help us, Lord, in loving you, to see our neighbor, to see our brothers, our sisters, our parents, our children, to see them as a reflection of your image and likeness, and therefore to love them well, to honor you, and allow everything else that seems sometimes so complicated to just fall into place behind this great command that you give us that reminds us of who we are and what we ought to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to Enkindle. You can access the show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/Enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family to grow in their own relationship with the Lord. Know that we'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries. Take care.